The reputation of the British Army took yet another hit after two members of the military serving in Afghanistan were found guilty of committing offences against the very civilians they're supposed to be protecting. Soldier X is a former private who admitted pulling a boy's hand towards his crotch. He also admitted insulting an Afghan child. He was fined £1,000. Soldier Y pled guilty to a racially aggravated offence and had his rank reduced. Soldier Z was the patrol commander who was cleared of failing to deal with his duties.
This is an outrageous series of incidents involving racial abuse, involving sexual abuse of young Afghans. But I think what this shows is the level of brutalisation that takes place when you send foreign troops to fight in another country and occupy it.
Judge Advocate Alan Large angered rights groups by claiming that granting the three men anonymity was the only way to guarantee their safety and that of their families in light of the Woolwich murder. For Chris Nynum, this is not a sound enough reason to prevent the men being named.
It's outrageous, and one of the things that's terrible about it is the fact that there's been effectively a kind of amnesty given by the state. I mean, the fines and the sentences are feeble and pathetic, and also the soldiers have been allowed to maintain their anonymity. Now, this is no justice at all. The fact is that this kind of humiliating behaviour, that this kind of abuse is bound to increase anger, bound to increase rage across in Afghanistan and across the region against what the British government and the British Army is doing.
The latest revelations of the British Army's mistreatment of the people in its care come just a week after Defence Secretary Philip Hammond admitted nearly 90 Afghan prisoners were being held at Camp Bastion, many without due process or access to families and lawyers. The British military command must certainly be aware that for every conflict, the battle for hearts and minds is as important as the battle for territory. And for every instance of the abuse and the humiliation of the very people the British Army say they're in Afghanistan to protect, well, critics argue another severe blow is dealt to the reputation of the British military abroad. Amina Taylor, Press TV, London.